The temperatures continue to drop as the tension builds higher for the Commerce Tigers, who hope to add one to the win column against visiting Sunnyvale this week at Memorial Stadium. I'm Matt Minky, presenting highlights of the game on 88.9 KETR. The Raiders of Sunnyvale posted the first points of this game as Commerce held them at their own goal line and forced the visitors to go for three.
Here's a 30-yard field goal attempt now by Casey Crenshaw. He's one of one on his field goal attempts this year, and this one is good. 30-yard field goal with room to spare by Casey Crenshaw.
With under 7 minutes left in the first quarter, it was Commerce 0, Sunnyvale 3. Then later in the second quarter, Commerce climbed on top of the score in rather spectacular fashion.
Draw play up the middle, Tavoris Anderson, huge hold, runs past the tacklers at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown for the orange and black, Tavoris Anderson.
The first time of the night they line up in the spread formation with Jason Wilson at quarterback. They go ahead and hand it off on the draw blade for Anderson. Goes right up the gut. Looks like Sunnyvale didn't prepare for that spread too much after all, JMD.
The extra point met its mark, and it was Commerce 7 to Sunnyvale's 3 with 6.5 minutes left in the first half. But the Raiders quickly circled around and answered with a touchdown of their own just a few plays later.
From the spread, Sunnyvale, Cottingham with a running back to his right, sets up deep, throws far side into the end zone, touchdown! This is Josh Quinn, who makes the touchdown catch about 5 yards deep in the end zone. That's a 26-yard touchdown pass and a nicely thrown ball there by the senior quarterback, Ryan Cottingham.
This extra point was good as well. Sunnyvale jumped on top of the score 10-7 with 4:50 until halftime. And things really started to go Sunnyvale's way when they caught a big break on a Commerce fumble.
They do go from the spread, and up the middle it goes. And again, Tigers pick up some yardage, but there's a fumble at the end of the play.
Yeah, Tavoris Anderson cuts to the right. It looked like he had a lot of daylight. He was making a good cut to the right, was going to have the first down, but the ball just slipped out of his hand.
That was followed by an easy waltz across the goal line by the Raiders.
And it's first down and goal for Sunnyvale at the Commerce 1 yard line. Handoff to Khalif. And Khalif lowers his shoulder. He's into the end zone for the touchdown.
Add on the extra point, Commerce 7, Sunnyvale 17. And after yet another Commerce fumble, that led way to yet another Sunnyvale score.
Hand off Khalif up the middle, close to the goal line, and it's a touchdown for Sunnyvale.
I remember this. The cannon from last year, it almost gave me a heart attack. I said I thought it'd be the cheeseburgers and the bacon that killed me. Apparently, going to be this dang cannon.
This extra point was also good. The score, Commerce 7, Sunnyvale 24. And that's where the tally would remain at the halftime break. 7-24, Sunnyvale maintaining a substantial lead over the Commerce Tigers. Back into action in the third quarter, Sunnyvale received the kickoff, but didn't retain possession for very long.
From the spread. Loose ball on the turf. On the handoff, it's a fumble, and the Commerce Tigers have recovered, and it's Bailey Weaver comes up with the football for Commerce at the 27-yard line. Big break for Commerce, Kevin.
Heck yeah, Bailey Weaver, Johnny on the spot. The running back just gets hammered at the line of scrimmage. Ball pops out on its own, taken off to the left. Thought maybe it was running its own play there for a second. Well, maybe it was, but Bailey Weaver said, I'm done with that. We're taking this for Commerce. Excellent field position.
No score resulted, but the home crowd sure loved it. Commerce gave the masses what they wanted again with this pick shortly thereafter.
Backs up a couple of steps, passing over the middle. This one's picked off by Al Jackson for Commerce. Jackson down the far side and bumped out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Al Jackson, that is his fourth interception of the season for the Tigers.
That placed the Tigers right near the Raiders' front door, and they went ahead and let themselves in.
Pitch back, Brand Kelly, sweep to the left side. As Tyron Wilson out in front of him, close to the goal line. Touchdown, Tigers! Brand Kelly, nice run, and good blocking out in front of him by the fullback, Tyron Wilson, for Commerce.
I'll tell you, that is how you follow your blocking.
Extra point good. Commerce 14, Sunnyvale 24, with 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Then in the fourth, Commerce made a big interception to tighten the score even more.
Big rush, setting up a screen pass, and it's intercepted by DeLance Sharp for Commerce. Look out, Sharp on the run with great speed. At the 40 at midfield, one man to beat. Down the far side, DeLance Sharp. At the 10, at the 5, touchdown, Commerce Tigers.
90 yards on the return, intercepting a screen pass. They let the Commerce defensive line through. Tons of blocking out there. One black shirt in a sea of white reaches up one single hand, pulls the ball down. DeLance Sharp, 90 yards for the six.
Another extra point threaded the uprights. Commerce 21, Sunnyvale 24, with just 8 minutes left in the game. But Sunnyvale added a security touchdown, however, on their next drive.
Second down and four for Sunnyvale. Commerce 25-yard line. Pass down the near side for Quinn. Makes the catch. Touchdown. Beautiful throw and catch from Ryan Cottingame to Josh Quinn. They've done that many times before.
The streak of perfect extra points continued. It was Commerce 21, Sunnyvale 31, with 6:45 to go in the game. And hopes for a win were starting to dim for the Tigers, who turned over the ball on downs and had to watch Sunnyvale use as much time as they could off the clock. By the time the Tigers got the ball back on downs, only 45 seconds remained in the game, and that just wasn't enough time for a miraculous comeback. The final score, Commerce 21, Sunnyvale 31. That stings to add another loss to the streak for Commerce, up to 5 L's in a row now. But maybe they can turn things around next Friday night as they travel to Pottsboro. 7:30 kickoff. We'll have that game for you live here on 88.9 KETR. We thank you for listening to the highlights of the Commerce Tigers versus Sunnyvale Raiders game here on your station, 88.9 KETR and KETR.org.